by that kid. And I think if James Schelke would have kicked it to the sideline instead of leaning back to the interior, he might still be running. But nonetheless, the Bearcats make the stop after an 8-yard gain, and the Pirates stay in the wing tee.
Less than 4 to play in the first half. Handoff to Cole Anderson, has the first down, rumbling downhill all the way inside the 40-yard line down to the 39. It is a 10-yard gain brought down by Matt Mychek out of the secondary. First and 10, clock stops momentarily with 3:47 left.
It's like roles reversed. We just got saying if you're a Pirate fan, you don't want to hear James Schelke and Nathan Seaman making tackles. On the other side, if you're listening and rooting for the Bearcats, you do not want Matt Mychek making tackles because he is your deep safety. And when he's coming up to making tackles, that means a big gain for the Pirates, and that's exactly that, a first down for Harbor Beach.
Morris leads Kingston 24-0 halfway through the second. It's a handoff to Cole Anderson. Finds a little bit breathing room out there. Gets across the 35-yard line down to about the 33-yard line. Brought down by Skylar Lasoski. Second down, 3 yards to go. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half. Upley leading 8-6, Harbor Beach on offense.
Harbor Beach showing a little bit of success now out of the wing tee. James Schelke able to run around the outside, spreading out that defense just a little bit more, giving Cole Anderson an opportunity to run right into the teeth of that defense. Again, Skylar Lasoski gets a free ride there. He's able to make the tackle, but Cole Anderson drags him for 2 or 3 extra yards.
Less than 3 to play in the second quarter. Handoff up the gut to Cole Anderson again. Still on his feet across the 30-yard line. Brought down finally at the 27. That will be enough to move the chains. Has it by about a yard, maybe 2 yards. Brought down by Nathan Bartica of Ubley. First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates, marching at the 28-yard line of Ubley.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Nathan Bartica, but nonetheless, Cole Anderson, the workhorse back for Harbor Beach, having a little bit of running room as well, is able to get them yet another first down as Harbor Beach is going to stay in the wing tee. Keep an eye on that game clock.
Schelke keeps it for himself around the left side. Has to cut back in. White jerseys all over. Somehow finds positive yardage across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line for approximately a 4, maybe 5-yard gain. Clock continues to roll. Harbor Beach still has 2 timeouts left. And number 78 for Ubley, Zach Walker on the tackle.
Cameron Peruski, 57, had a shot at James Schelke in the backfield, but even on a wet surface, Schelke's able to plant his feet, change directions as quick as anybody we've seen, and avoid that tackle and turn what was a 4-yard loss into a 4-yard gain. A huge play there by James Schelke, even if it is only a 4-yard carry in the books.
Full house tee again. Schelke keeps it for himself, this time to the right side. Anthony Sweeney brings him down on initial contact about a yard within the line of scrimmage. Brings him down to the 20-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Pirates. A minute 44 before the half is over. Ubley leading 8-6. Ubley scored on their last drive.
A nice hit there by Anthony Sweeney on James Schelke, but when he hits him, though, James Schelke able to stretch out and get a couple yards on a play. Didn't look like there's much going on, but only a minute and a half left in this half. Harbor Beach needs 2 yards for a first down.
Full house tees yet again. This handoff to Cole Anderson has little room to run, but trips across the line of scrimmage and falls forward out to about the 15, maybe the 16-yard line for a 4-yard gain.
It stops
the clock momentarily, first and 10.
It looked like 55. Tyler Jones, one of the young defensive linemen of the Bearcats, was able to get a hand on that shoelace, and that was all he needed because Cole Anderson had some running room once he got through that D-line. But a good tackle there keeps the Bearcat defense alive on this drive.
First and 10, T formation, handoff to Tyler Burkhardt. Gets across the 15 down to about the 13, maybe the 12-yard line, and we have a timeout called by Troy Schelke and the Pirates as they trail by 2 points with 1 minute and 2 seconds left in this first half. Dave Hansen, your thoughts.
Coach Schelke here stopping the clock, but this is a situation where a veteran coach who has a veteran quarterback is going to call 2 plays here so he doesn't have to burn a timeout, 2 plays in a row. I don't know if they'll go play action yet, but it's definitely going to be in the works. But when they do, it'll be from the spread offense, trying to get Schelke rolling out of the pocket, see if he can't catch Michael Anderson or somebody on an out route or some sort of curl route and try and catch the soft coverage of the Bearcats, catch him off guard, get a quick completion of 5 or 6 yards, and then see if one of his playmakers can make somebody miss. But I do think they've been running the ball so well here. I think that's the play call, and I think it's going to be James Schalke doing something with his legs on this next play. But when they come back into the huddle the second time, maybe even no huddle, it'll be passing from the spread.
Cassidy leads the USA now with 2:20 left before the first half is over. 13-0, Cassidy leads USA. Morris now leads 30-0 over Kingston, just 30 seconds after they scored the last time. Full house tee for the Pirates, 1 minute left. It's a handoff around there. So Cole Anderson rumbles in, touchdown Harbor Beach, as Cole Anderson marches downhill from 13 yards out for his second score of the night. With 56 seconds left in the first half, Harbor Beach retakes the lead.
I'm thinking the Bearcat defense was listening to me. I would have bet a lot there. James Schalke was going to have a carry around the outside, and that's exactly what the Bearcats were leaning to as well, because Cole Anderson, it was like a what's the reference in Dallas, Clark?
You got that one for me? So wide, it's like driving through Dallas.
That's exactly right. And Cole Anderson was probably confused. There was nobody near to try and tackle him as he rumbles into the end zone. And Harbor Beach retakes the lead, 12-8.
And Harbor Beach takes their third and final timeout with 56 seconds left before this two-point conversion coming forward, as they now lead by 4 points, 12-8 over the Ugly Bearcats, with a two-point conversion pushing out to 6. Harbor Beach scored first in this ball game with 11:10 left in the second quarter. Made it 6-0 as the two-point conversion was stopped short of the one-yard line. Ubley then marches down the field for 13 plays, covering 6 minutes and 35 seconds. And 60 yards makes it 8-6 with an Anthony Sweeney two-point conversion. Now Harbor Beach strikes again.
In very typical Bearcat fashion, just different running backs at four yards a crack, making it tough for the Harbor Beach Pirate defense on that drive. They were successful early with Casey Sweeney. They come back with Anthony Sweeney, making a change in the backfield. As you've seen, more Anthony Sweeney and less of, I believe, Gregory Keller, if I'm not mistaken. And Anthony Sweeney running like a man possessed on that drive was very impressive as he capped it off, I believe, with a short touchdown run.
So Harbor Beach breaks their huddle, sends Austin Roberts wide to the right, as well as number 12, Michael Anderson, that's number 16 to the right. That would be Nathan Seaman, I do believe. James Schalke keeps for himself, though, dives forward, and he has the two-point conversion by a half a yard. And James Schalke and the Pirates connect for 8 total points with 56 seconds left in the first half. It is Harbor Beach 14, Ubley 8. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Harbor Beach responds to the Ubley touchdown with a touchdown themselves. Two-point conversion is good. It's now Harbor Beach back on top, leading 14-8 with just 56 seconds left in this first half. Thank you to all the hospitality from Harbor Beach Community Schools, Athletic Director Brian Fuller. Trina's well in a beautiful booth here, beautiful views. A dry booth, nothing more important than that. Of course, now we've got hot chocolate on top of that.
I was going to say, a nice hot cup of hot chocolate there to top it off. And Kendall Gantner waiting to kick it off back to the Bearcats.
Deep back, per usual, Casey Sweeney and Ethan Lemke. And
yes,
this
sir.
One comes in at the 17, 18-yard line. It is muffed, finally picked back up at the 21-yard line, and diving forward, still breaks for 2 tackles, has no one in front of him. Here comes Ubley at the 40 to the 30. Casey Sweeney at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Ubley. Casey Sweeney runs one back for 65 yards in the score. And don't even bring out the offensive unit, as special teams does it for the Bearcats. And we We are tied at 14.
Wow, what a play by Casey Sweeney as he brings it in. It was kind of a low reception, a low line drive. It bobbles it a little bit, but he picks it up and runs straight ahead. And I'm not sure which Pirate special teamer had a total shot at him, completely missed him. Sweeney is able to break away from that tackle and nothing but green space ahead of him as he's able to roll the rest of the way untouched into the end zone. And a completely back-breaking play for the home team as the away team now takes all the momentum as we get nearer to halftime. Just 42 seconds left in the half now as Ubley ties the game.